New Hampshire's first public memorial to the victims of the Holocaust officially opens in downtown Nashua this Sunday. Unlike many memorials and museums, its funding didn't come from a committee or a foundation. Instead, the $150,000 was raised by a single man, former Nashua alderman Fred Teeboom. He was a Jewish child in hiding after the Nazis occupied Holland. NHPR correspondent Cheryl Rich-Kern reports.
Nearly 70 years after he lived as a hidden child during World War II, Fred Teeboom is on a mission. Under chilly gray clouds, the former Nashua alderman leads a handful of middle school students down a railroad path at the New Hampshire Holocaust Memorial in Nashua.
And they put them on rail cars. They put people into these rail cars, like cattle cars. In fact, over 100.
He looks towards the 6 8-foot-tall granite walls, separated by open sky. Each has an engraving.
Each of the names of the death camps: Auschwitz, Sobibor, Chełmno, Treblinka, Majdanek, and Belzec. Over a million were killed in Auschwitz alone.
Despite the threat of a downpour, Teeboom continues to talk.
They brought in off the trains, and then they took the bodies. And what did they do with the bodies?
They burnt them.
They burned them. Where did they burn them? They dug huge pits. And they initially put some gasoline on to get them started to burn. And then the bodies are burned by themselves.
The Holocaust Memorial sits on an empty half-acre patch across from a shopping plaza, right next to an auto mechanic's lot on the southern end of Nashua's Main Street. It's an unusual spot for a commemoration, but one that carries meaning.
Working on the ash here, it was quite eerie to feel and to hear that crunchy sound that jackboots could have made in the other days.
Sculptor John Weidman of Brookline designed the site. 6 granite walls stand almost like a theater in the round on a surface of packed ash and epoxy.
And in the center, you have a brick column that represents, of course, a crematoria. And on top of that column of bricks is a very, very black polished cube. And essentially, you end up seeing yourself in this black cube. That's a message relating to the idea that you cannot withdraw from things around you. You can't say, oh, it's not my problem. It is your problem, and it's everybody's problem.
And what does that cube represent?
Again, Fred Teeboom.
To me, if you can look at the shiny part of this image, see yourself reflected. And you say to yourself that except for the fortune of space and time, you could have been in a death camp.
Teeboom never experienced the death camps or witnessed a murder. But he says his extended uncles, aunts, and cousins were not as fortunate.
Over 100 Winnicks on my mother's side, there's over 100 Teebooms on my father's side. They're all gone. So I started asking myself, why am I the only guy left? I feel there was a reason I was saved. That's to build a memorial.
Teeboom inscribed his family's name on one of the granite benches on the grassy area of the memorial. But he says his earliest memories begin not with his birth parents, but from the devout Christian family that hid him from the Nazis.
When I met my playmate, so to speak, their son, right off 1943, I must have been about 5 years old, we were in a rural part of Holland, Utrecht.
So were you aware that your parents were taking you to someone's home to be hidden? Do you have a memory of being separated from your parents?
I just was with that family, and sort of like they were my mother and my father. But a woman would visit occasionally, was really my mother. But she couldn't tell me she was my mother, especially since she was working on the ground at the time, trying to save other people.
Teeboom would eventually say goodbye to the only family he remembered and reunite with his birth parents. They moved to Amsterdam, then the Dutch West Indies, and later to Miami. Teeboom came to Nashua in the 1970s. Now he hopes the Holocaust Memorial he founded in Nashua will leave an impression on visitors like 12-year-old Jacob Sachs of Hollis.
I just think it would help us just keep in mind of what happened and what can happen again.
A dedication ceremony is scheduled for Sunday, June 1st. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich-Kern.